Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, October the 7th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which is to be found on the Podbean page, over to the left, under the Links heading. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's have a look at today's show. Well, first of all, I'm going to talk about the issue of the federal government fiscal spending, which is really quite sobering. Then I shall discuss the September unemployment statistics, and I have a further comment to make about America's difficult path, which is what I call the obstacles to the nation's path forward. Largely to do with easy money, which is growing at a rapid pace but not producing concomitant growth, globalization, which is the bugbear of us all, the idea that everybody should be the same, that if possible there should be a one world government, the sort of thing that Brexit is all about right now. The national debt has soared, and of course the idea was it would allow America to outgrow its problems, but that's not how it works. So we're looking at the difference also between free and fair trade. So it would be good to listen to this particular show because there's a lot of information about things which are very topical today. Then I'm going to talk about Boeing. Just a quick word about another little scandal concerning Boeing which has come up over the past week. Then I shall talk about the new whistleblower rule and its consequences, which are pretty dramatic. You probably remember the one where the new whistleblower account of Donald Trump's phone call was made on the basis of hearsay, for which it looks as though they created a new role, a new rule rather, indicating that a whistleblower can be heard even if he does not have first-hand knowledge of what he's blowing the whistle about. Then I shall talk about negative interest rates and spending, how negative interest rates really are the death of what this is all about, which is very sad, but unfortunately it's something we have to learn to live with in Europe and in Japan and very possibly in the United States. Then I will talk about deep state collusion, which is to be found in areas where they will not go. They go into collusion when it comes to Donald Trump, where there was none, but where the collusion really took place appears to be off limits. So we'll see what happens next in that department. Then I'm going to talk about employer and healthcare payments and how much of a scam employer health coverage really is. And then I shall have a quick word about obesity and overeating, which was an article I posted for my donors over the weekend, which would be of interest to them. And then we will talk about Cigna, or rather a Cigna executive, who is a kind of whistleblower for the medical treatment recipients. I think this is well worthwhile listening to, because it's very rare that somebody actually in an industry turns whistleblower publicly. So we'll hear what he has to say. And then finally, I have a very searing passage about living in California, where I lived for several years. California has become one of Donald Trump's famous hellholes and shows no signs of any improvement in the near or medium-term future. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you, upon request, individually, 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you need to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I really do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will actually help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So do feel free, choose any of the 3 shows from the Podbean archives, but I highly recommend the latest 3 shows, the ones which I've just recorded, because they will give you an updated insight into how I deal with everyday affairs which have just gone by and you will know about. So you'll get a really much more realistic appraisal, I think, if you ask me for the latest 3 shows. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you my contact information. The email which you will need if you wish to ask for shows or for any other reason is rwlmartin@aol.com. That's RWL, my initials, and Martin, rwlmartin1@aol.com. It's also emblazoned on the top of the Podbean page, so if you don't write this down, don't worry, you will find it there. I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page, as I think most of you know by now. The email, or rather the Facebook page, is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. Now that's all one word, lowercase, no punctuation and no spaces. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address for the one-liners is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin saying back at you again on Friday. So until then, bye-bye.